Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 Kansas City! Yes! Time to hustle, yes! Time to shine, ha! Your big homie Brian B shining in the building.
And your favorite cousin Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 88, currently 64 with clear skies in Raytown.
Hi, D!
How you feeling 11 days away from A16 day?
Ooh, I'm so Kansas City. You know I'm feeling good.
Can't wait
for that. Yo, it's going down this morning on Hustle and Shine. We got plenty of opportunity for your shot, $1,000 and some hot summer cash and tickets to the White Linen Party.
And on top of that, it's Election Day in Wyandotte County. We'll talk the details a little bit later. Your TMG goes down into 23s. We talked about Deion Sanders last week. Well, somebody finally asked him what his relationship is with Karrueche and find out how he answers.
Ain't none of your business. Plus, we got your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. Buddy, give me some nachos. Give me some burritos. I'm on it all today. I want a smorgasbord of tacos because it is Taco Tuesday!
Today is Taco Tuesday!
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Following purpose is more work than pursuing pleasure. Yet a devotion to purpose can bring much greater value, particularly over time. In and of itself, pleasure is desirable, enjoyable, and can be harmless. Yet the constant, unbroken pursuit of pleasure deprives you of opportunities for more valuable and productive activities. With the future by its very nature filled with uncertainty, it might seem that living for the moment is the smartest choice. There is, however, an even better choice. You can live in the moment and indeed live very well in each moment, while also living for an enduring purpose that transcends the moment. You can invest in the future while also finding satisfaction and enjoyment in the present. No matter how much you possess or experience, no amount of pleasure can sustain you. At some point, you will be forced to call upon purpose, and the more of it you've seeded into your life, the better. As you enjoy the blessings of each day, seek ways to employ them toward meaningful, purposeful ends. Give your life the power of endurance that can only come with purpose. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time. It's a high of 88, currently 64, clear skies at the landing. Olympian Chris Coleman speaks out following gold medalist Sha'Carri Richardson's arrest for domestic violence at the airport.
We've been able to be like really good teammates like all year. And I hate that narrative too because, you know, us coming together like we're just two like real dominant personalities. And she's, to me, the best female athlete in the world. Like, I don't feel as if like she should have been arrested. But people have discussions and emotions and stuff like that. And she has like things that she needs to work on for herself, of course. And so do I, so do you, like everybody.
Now, according to the police report, there seemed to have been a verbal disagreement between the couple at TSA security checkpoint, which is literally the worst place to do that.
Yeah.
The argument allegedly got heated, and Richardson was seen shoving Coleman multiple times as he attempted to walk away from her. Richardson allegedly pushed him into... He fell into a column nearby.
Mm.
And then I think she also threw a pair of headphones at him, according to the security footage.
Yikes. Yeah, man. When it gets to that point, just... Ooh, and I know it's easy to say it now because in the heat of the moment, man, mm-hmm. you know, things just be going everywhere, which way that you don't want it to go. So, and it'd be hard to take a step back mm-hmm. in them situations in the heat of the moment and think with your logical mind and brain. But where my mind goes to and what helps me is the aftermath. Like, what are people, like, are what are people going to be saying?
What's the takeaway?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, what's the consequence to all of this? So, for those going through some similar situations, man, because this is, you know, this isn't singular to them. This is, a lot of people go through these things. Just try to be cool and think about what the end result.
And a lot of fans are just also adding, what happened? What was leading up to them even having this situation?
You never know.
Mm. In other news, an interviewer asks Deion Sanders about his personal life, and he responds, now, real quick, remember that he was seen on video with Karrueche Tran by his side while he was going through a surgery.
All right, last one. I'm going to let you go, Coach. Don't kill the messenger. Everyone seen Karrueche by your side during your hospital visit. Everyone wants to know what that friendship is about.
We got a bad connection.
When all fails, just hang up.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Yeah, that's kind of my tactic too. That was a good. I've done that before, by the way. Act like you was riding down Ward Parkway, or certain parts of 71. Like,
got that Nelly Versus connection. Yeah, that'll do it.
Stop that!
Oh my God!
What's up, KC? This your boy Sherez Pompey, CEO, co-owner of the Blueprint KC. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jam.
Today is the primary election for the unified government of Wyandotte County and KCK. The mayoral race and district reps for the Board of Commissioners are on the ballot. For polling locations and more, just head on over to YCOVotesKCK.gov. Polls open in about 24 minutes, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. No excuse for you not to go make your voice heard. Take your power to the polls. Local elections matter, and that's what we're about to talk about right now, D. As, you know, KCK has had record numbers lately with the homicide rate in a good way, with it being low. So I think that the standard is set in Wyandotte right now, and Mayor Tyrone Gardner, he's done a tremendous job along with the other officials over in
Major
KCK.
Major shout out to him.
So this is going to be a hot contested battle coming down to the last two runners in each race that will move on to the November election, mm-hmm. D.
Now, cousins, make sure you pass the word along, because I'm sure somebody that woke up this morning that did not know that they need to make their way to the mm-hmm. polls. So by you helping spread the word and you showing up yourself, you are helping your community. So make sure you do
it. Yo, this is Kevin Holmes at KSHB 41. I'm up hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jam.
Shout out to all our cousins in that hustling shine text line, and then also on the Facebook live stream, we appreciate all our cousins Rich Harris in the building, Stacy Davis, Marcus Hearns, Mila Hopkins, Cynthia Good, Yolanda Newton.
What's up?
Also, big love to Calvin Perrine, T. Allen, and then on the Twitter side, Brandon Blake. Always sending love each and every single day of Hustle and Shine in the morning. Hope you all are having a great Happy Taco Tuesday.
No, that's right. Breakfast tacos, breakfast burritos, all that. Get it all. What?
I don't know. I can't. I eat anything in the morning, so I understand that. But I wouldn't want a breakfast taco or burrito. I would just want a regular one.
Mm. I get it. I understand it. Yeah. Save your. So what? You want to save your carbs for later for the real tacos?
Yeah.
Huh? Okay.
There we go. See.
All right. So a Jackson County Circuit Court judge has moved back the recall election of County Executive Frank White Jr. in the latest episode of Quite Frankly. In an order yesterday morning, Judge Marty Seaton set the new election date for Tuesday, September 30th, 2025. Voters will be asked whether or not to recall White. Now, Brown says they usually need 10 weeks to build out an election, despite only 8 weeks between Monday's ruling and September 30th. Brown says election workers will work overtime to conduct the election. Hopefully they get double the pay. So All, well, at least this part of the saga in City Hall will be settled. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe yeah. Frank White, if I'm, and this is all just
speculation,
you know, speculate. Mm-hmm. But if he were to lose it, I would expect appeals. You know,
oh, absolutely.
You know, so
ain't nobody going down without a fight.
Maybe
on either side.
Maybe this will prolong. Maybe this will stretch out maybe another year or so. I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like we might be. Yeah.
I think I can speak on behalf of all Kansas Cityans to say that we are tired of all of this.
Yeah, I believe it. What's this, like the seventh inning stretch? Is that what it's called? Am I getting that right?
I guess.
Is that correct? Is that the correct terminology? Because, you know, I'm not a big baseball.
It actually does connect because, you know, the at least the date is set to try and vote to recall him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's about a month away. So we are heading down the final stretch. But like I said, with the appeals and other stuff, we don't know how long it might last.
Yeah, ain't no telling.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
723 is a high of 88, currently 64, clear skies at Hogan Prep Academy. Kid from Kid and Play says he knew when it was time for him to say goodbye to his iconic high top hairstyle.
I wanted to use the same instinct that told me to do the high top in the first place.
Yeah.
I always trusted that the same instinct would tell me when it was time to move off. So we had an opportunity when we started doing the movie Class Act to move to a different hairstyle, being the twist or dreads or what it eventually became. And so that's when I made the move. And I almost got in trouble for it. We almost got in trouble when Warner Brothers signed us for that film and they heard I was thinking about changing the high top. They threatened to sue us.
Oh, wow. I can understand that because you kind of want that house party flavor residuals, I guess.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Dwayne Whitmore. You want those residuals from House Party or House Party 2 to rub off on Class Act a little bit. You ever seen Class Act?
No, I haven't.
What?
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, I haven't seen that. I've seen House Party, House Party 2. I've seen all of that, but I don't think I've seen Class Act.
Very, very good.
Definitely something
good
I need to watch.
Movie. Yeah. Oh, definitely for sure.
Yeah.
Do you know about the Kid and Play cartoon?
Yeah, I'm familiar with seeing it. Once again, it's not something that I was like, oh, I grew up on.
No, you definitely didn't.
I was born in 96.
That was out when I was a little kid, little baby.
Did that hairdo make you want to have the same type of...
No, not me personally.
Like, well, how did you perceive that when you were growing up and seeing Kid with that style and just
I just thought it was a sign of the times. It was like, because you saw it, being a music video watcher back then, an avid music video watcher, I just like the Salt and Pepper video. You saw it in there in the Pusha video. It was a number of people.
I love
the
styles back then. That early 90s flavor, the vibe, it was definitely a time. Other news, Stephen A. Smith shared a few words for former First Lady Michelle Obama after she mentioned his name while comparing sports to reality TV. Now, on her podcast, she said watching ESPN is like watching Real Housewives of Atlanta, and Stephen A. is one of the housewives.
Michelle Obama, I want to take this opportunity to remind you that while you are revered by me personally, and I truly, truly mean that with the greatest sincerity, I'm still a bit salty at you. When you were campaigning on behalf of the former Vice President Kamala Harris, and you were giving a speech, you said a vote for Trump was a vote against you and a vote against y'all as women. I want to state for the record, I took major offense to that.
A hit dog gonna holler, ain't it, D? Excuse me?
Work like you want it.
You got to be kidding me.
It's a shame that people are still defending this and we are in the mess that we're in right now.
It's a mess.
Are we serious?
Hell and high water.
Are we serious? Are we still that? Are y'all so misogynistic still to this day that you don't want a woman leading a country? You'd rather be in what we in now?
He didn't push this mic away. He done with you. He done with you.
This is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Casey's grown and sexy. Night Out is back.
Please.
It's the 20th Hot 103 Jams White Linen Party. It's going down Sunday, August 31st at KC Live. Vibe all night with live performances by Kevin Ross, Jay Brown, Ro James, Lizzen, and KC's own Lavelle. Plus, my dog, my brother, Core DJ, DJ Mac in the mix. Tickets on sale now at AXS.com. Got to be at least 21 and over to attend. D, can you attend? You at least 21?
Oh, please. That was cute. That was cute.
Hey, yo, shout out to the Ivanhoe Neighborhood Council's Back to School giveaway. Elena Henry always keeping Hustle and Shine in the Morning tapped in. But it's going down Saturday, August 9th, this Saturday, for the annual backpack giveaway alongside the Ivanhoe Farmers Market at 3700 Woodland Avenue over here on the east side of KC. You can come shop fresh goods from local farmers, vendors, and youth entrepreneurs starting at 9 a.m. on August 9th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. They're giving away 250 free backpacks filled with school supplies while supplies last. First come, first serve. And the youth and guardians must be present. They're going to have a sign-in and complete quick activity to receive the items and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to handle your paperwork and
absolutely.
All that.
Free immunizations as well, which is super important. So make sure you get everything handled before that first day of school for your kid. It's a lot of resources that are happening out in the town.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
It's time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning. We're going to be talking about the Second Amendment. This is a part of our series with constitutional rights. So last week we talked about the First Amendment. This week is the Second Amendment. And I'm going to be going into this in more detail during the Faith Justice Victory Show at 11:30 on KPRT. The Second Amendment talks about your right to bear arms. And there's a lot of questions that I get every day about when do you have the right to bear arms, especially after you've been convicted of a felony. This is really complicated for people because some people have taken advantage of the new law in Missouri, or the relatively new law in Missouri, that allows you to expunge your felony cases in some instances. And if you have had a felony expunged, then after that expungement, your Second Amendment rights in Missouri is automatically restored. So you do not have to file a motion or any paperwork to restore your Second Amendment rights after you have your felony expunged. In Missouri, there is a legal fiction called an SIS conviction, where if you get this special type of probation, it's not considered a conviction, even though you are pleading guilty. That is also something that we're going to be going over in our later show. Because it's not a conviction, a lot of people are asking, well, am I still able to have a conceal and carry permit? You have to look at the law and your particular circumstances to determine if you're going to qualify for a conceal and carry permit, because in that statute, it does give certain prohibitions. This is a really complicated subject, and a lot of people ask me questions about this all the time. If you have questions, you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can also find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com and on all social media and Stacey Shaw Law. Remember, this is a part of our ongoing constitutional rights series right here every single Tuesday at 7:50 on Hustle and Shine. But also, I'm going to be expanding that teaching on the Faith Justice Victory Show every Tuesday at 11:30 on KPRT, which is Gospel 1590. And so until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103.
I got a question of the day for you, to you B and the cousins out there that's listening. Now, how close is your ideal bedtime to your actual bedtime? Because there was a recent study of 2,000 Americans found that the average bedtime for us is 11:18 p.m. specifically. And it also showed in this study that the average person begins their bedtime routine around 10:15 p.m. and then is in the bed at 10:36. And you know what? My ideal time that I want to be in bed is not the actual time. Every time I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to get to bed by 9:30, and I never do.
It'd be 2:30.
No, I definitely couldn't do that. I wouldn't make it here on time. But I definitely go to sleep between 11 and maybe midnight for our morning show, and we wake up about 4 o'clock. So, cousins, hit us up. Text us right now, 816-900 4103. What time do you actually go to bed? And what time do you wish you really could? Hello. What about you, B?
I'm going to be honest. Like, I used to, you know, do the 12:30 thing. 12 o'clock, 12:30. Mm-hmm. Now, the past, like, 2-3 weeks. And I know I haven't, like, done it, like, every night. Mm-hmm. But, like, 10:30. How does that feel for you?
Is that good? To me, that seems like a really good time.
It's been paying dividends. I haven't needed my alarm clock. Like, I've been getting up way before.
I'll check you out.
Okay, like, this morning, I woke up.
Woo!
I woke up at 3:36 this morning and felt fresh.
That's good.
So.
Okay. Did you take a nap? Did you get your nap in the night before? The day before?
Nah. Yesterday, we had a day off.
Yeah, okay. So, I was just wondering.
No nap yesterday.
Okay.
It was just a full day for me.
Mm-hmm. I see one of our cousins said they try to go to sleep by 10. Normally doesn't actually happen. Cousin, look. I'm with you when you're right. I get that 1,000%.
Time to get it up and make it happen.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:26 on your time, high up 89, currently 67, sunny skies at Swope Park. Nick Cannon opened up about fatherhood and how that has taught him to shift his approach about dating.
You have 5 daughters and you're like, all right, I at least want to be able to be true and honest, but like, I can't live the same life that I've always been living. And hopefully my daughters learn from my mistakes and not date people like their dad.
And you're...
Wow.
You know, we're all human, but at the same time, you do carry that type of weight where you do have to be an example for the people in your life, especially your kids, because if they don't see that, they might not be that.
Amen.
Other news. There is a woman who is suing Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco for allegedly spreading false claims on their show, their podcast, Nightcap, after she went out and she went viral at an Usher concert. Well, she's speaking more about that lawsuit.
I sent emails, I sent letters. Clearly they opened it, they responded because they made it private. They did not take it down. Mm-hmm. And it didn't take it down immediately. And even as of July 31st, things were still on ways to find it on their podcast, on Apple and their other mediums in which they do it. And this is a multi-billion dollar industry.
They gotta have some type of producer or somebody who checks these things.
Yeah, they didn't, because they suggested that she was married and that her husband was filing for a divorce due to her participation at the concert. And of course, there are plenty of videos of females, you know, enjoying Usher's concert and people making up their own narratives. And when you have a big platform like that, there is a certain risk of that if it's not true. And I believe she also is an activist, I've seen some people say online, and I'm not 100% sure about all her dealings, but I know that she is held in high regard in her circle in her hometown.
Big responsibilities comes with these platforms, and some people just don't be prepared for it.
Yeah, it happens.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Leo season! Happy birthday to those natural leaders that are creative and full of loyalty.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hands
Happy
up.
Birthday to singer, actress, TV director, and producer. Happy birthday to Chip Fields. Sending over a happy birthday to Grey's Anatomy's finest, actor Jesse Williams. A big happy birthday to singer Dawn Richard. Happy birthday to TV personality, you remember her from Ron's House, Vanessa Simmons. A big happy birthday to one of the OGs, rapper, producer, actor, and DJ Funkmaster Flex. And a major happy birthday to NBA Hall of Famer Patrick Ewing.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Leisha White, Bree Trent, and Lachey White. Sending birthday love to Chris Baxter, Victoria Marie, and Austin Njoa. Sending birthday love to Whitney Jackson and Rashad Rodden. Happy birthday, Gerald Evans and James Pops Dixon. Plus, sending birthday love to Jasmine Nicole. And a special Hustle and Shine happy birthday to Miles Brown. And everybody else born on August 5th. Happy birthday, all my kings and queens. Celebrate Leo season.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Hey. Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Destiny.
Kenyatta.
Hey, Destiny. Who's that in the back?
Kenyatta, her friend.
Kenyatta.
Yeah.
What's up, y'all?
Hey.
Look, we got two tickets to the 20th White Linen Party that's going down August 31st, and we want to get you qualified to win $1,000 in high summer cash, but you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. Y'all ready?
Yes.
The strain you put on me, you let me down. Can you tell me why, after all I've done for you and else? No, I really hate to say it, but I got to tell you something. I think I better
leave
you alone,
and get the bag,
and get the hell on,
get gone,
'cause I don't want you no more.
I don't want you no more. I think you better. Hey!
Yes, cousins.
Yeah.
Y'all was in unison too. I like that. Come on, Kawhi. You getting them two tickets to the 20th White Linen Party.
Y'all live like your check engine light.
Okay. Well, it ain't on right now, but okay.
Okay, y'all.
She said it ain't on, but we'll let it ride, though. All right, cousin. And your name is qualified to win $1,000 in high summer cash. You got two tickets to the White Linen Party. I guess y'all both going?
Hey, it's lit.
Oh, boy, y'all handful. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up, cousins.
I knew it was
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
I'm in the car, y'all. My bad.
I need that money.